Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders. Anyone who has stepped outside of their comfort zone and attempted anything that could have them mocked has had to develop the ability to stay the course, despite the naysayers and critics. This includes many well-known people who have changed the world, such as Bill Gates, Alexander Graham Bell, and the Wright brothers. While we look up to these famous people after they became successful, we need to remember that they had to have incredible resolve and emotional toughness to keep going toward a vision that others couldn't see. They had to keep in check fears and doubts that would have stopped most people. We may think that kind, caring, empathetic people lack the ability to be emotionally tough and can be more easily taken advantage of. Emotional toughness, however, does not require us to be belligerent, stoic, or unconcerned with what others may think or feel. It just means standing up for what we believe in and setting firm boundaries. Some people believe that emotional toughness is something we are born with, that we either have it or not. However, like with any other skill, it is something that can be developed with consistent practice and the right habits. Here are 5 thoughts and ideas we can do to develop our emotional toughness. Number 1, learn who to trust. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Emotionally tough people are no more gifted than others when it comes to finding out who they can trust, and in what situations it is safe to be open and vulnerable. They make mistakes, trust people they shouldn't, but learn from their mistakes and make the necessary changes. They remember their mistakes and seldom make the same ones a second time. Number 2, expand your comfort zone. By continually taking action that falls outside of their comfort zones, emotionally tough people constantly expand their comfort zones. This increases their confidence and ability to take on new challenges. A bigger comfort zone leads to a willingness to take on more challenges and brings them ever closer to reaching their potential. It doesn't have to be a major leap. Even small steps to push beyond our comfort zones expands us, allowing us to push further. In The Other Kind of Smart, I share stories of people who expanded their world by stepping out of their comfort zones. Number 3, practice self-discipline. Emotionally tough people understand that persistence and determination are required to boost themselves, both physically and mentally. They get enough sleep, stick to an exercise schedule, and take the time and effort to eat healthy food. Even when they don't feel like following their schedule, they remind themselves how good they will feel when they do. Keeping your body healthy increases your resilience, making it easier to dismiss criticism and self-doubt, explains Dr. Betsy Holmberg, a negative self-talk expert. Number 4, associate with positive people. While we can't choose our family or the environment that we grow up in, we can choose the people we want around us when we leave that environment. People who become emotionally strong commit themselves to finding and maintaining strong relationships with people who are growing, striving, and moving toward their goals. They support people who inspire them and will in turn support them in their own comfort journey. There will also be naysayers and those who are threatened by determined people, but having people close to us who we respect and can count on for support will help us rise above those who wish to see us fail. And number 5, set goals, but don't compare yourself to others. Emotionally strong people make a point of staying focused on their own lives and not getting caught up in wondering how they stack up to others or how others see them. They set goals, celebrate when they reach them, then set further goals. We have two thought networks, the one that cares about what other people think and the one that focuses on goals, explains Holmberg. By attending to their goals, emotionally tough people turn off the judgmental, doubtful part of their brains. In their minds, emotionally resilient people have a larger goal and purpose that they strive toward. Having a large overriding purpose or mission helps to motivate and keep them going when they run into trouble.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.